Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
They have zero interest in keeping health care affordable for the American people. That's very unfortunate. These Republican extremists have been playing games with the health care of the American people all year, and things appear like they're going to get worse because of Republican unwillingness to address the Affordable Care Act tax credit issue in advance of the end of this year.
It's a Democrat-created crisis. Obamacare was passed on party line votes, snuck through by the Democrats, gaveled by Nancy Pelosi, signed by a Democrat. I mean, all of it. And yet it's now the Republicans who are causing a healthcare crisis by not funding this debacle, I guess. And the White House was toying with the idea of maybe negotiating with them, and that appears to have gone off the rails. We've got Mary Vogt with us. She's the Vice President of Strategic Communications at the Heritage Foundation. Mary, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So, you great article on there by Elizabeth Troutman-Mitchell, who I think we've had on the show before, talking about this framework that they were looking at that included maybe extending these subsidies. And I understand Mike Johnson has now stood up and said, wait a minute, we don't have the support in the House to do something like that.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact of the matter is healthcare policy is extremely complicated, and it's something that affects all Americans. So it's something that Americans are very invested in. I'm glad Mike Johnson said that. I'm glad the White House is taking a little bit more time to look at the policy proposals and what they can move forward. The reality is, like you said earlier, the Democrats created this issue, and they're the ones that passed Obamacare. They're the ones that tried to sell it as this Affordable Care Act. And the reality is it wasn't. It drove up costs and individuals weren't happy, and it wasn't great care, and it didn't cover what they needed. And I mean, even this year, The Washington Post was ragging on it and saying that it's not affordable. When you've lost The Washington Post and you're the left, I'm not sure who you have left in your corner. And so to say that it's a Republican Party problem and to say that it's the Republicans not leading is false, and it's more slander towards the Republicans. The Democrats actually need to come to the table and negotiate appropriately if they want to fix this.
I would agree. And at other issues, she points out, is Democrats trying to sneak some abortion funding back in there. If federal money is used for any of these subsidies, that violates the Hyde Amendment, correct?
Absolutely, it violates the Hyde Amendment. And it's something Republican senators have been speaking out about, as they should. I mean, the Democrats will never let the abortion industry fail. They are pro-abortion all the way. And when it comes to the polls and the American people, not all Americans are pro-life, but most Americans are concerned with taxpayer funds going to the abortion industry. That's where you win more of the voters. It's not a popular proposal. And so I'm glad some of the senators are speaking out about that, trying to get the Senate GOP to hold the line, preventing federal funds from going to the abortion industry. But that's what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to try to sneak something in to help those like very fringe left-wing fractions of their party so that they can get reelected.
Mary, the other big story we've been talking about this week is, of course, the judge dismissing the case against Letitia James and James Comey. And, you know, Comey came right out and was celebrating. And the Trump administration has been made it very clear that they're planning to appeal that decision. What comes next here?
I mean, there's a lot that can come next in the legal system. And let's just give some kudos to Lindsay Halligan. I don't know her personally, but I know her record. And for a 36-year-old to take on this case, to be willing to try it and never have done something at this level, such a courageous individual. So, you know, basically the judge said that because she was an interim U.S. attorney, which really goes to a larger problem that we have in the Senate, is that we're not getting enough of these U.S. attorney nominees confirmed. And so there's a vacancy. And so Bondi, you know, gave her an interim, 120-day term to serve in this position. And the judge said that that didn't count. And a lot of people say that that's actually not accurate. So they can try Comey again. There could be other charges. There are other legal avenues for doing this. Zach Smith, one of my colleagues at the Heritage Foundation, has a great article about this in the Daily Signal. There's more to come. And, you know, the American people want justice served here. What Comey did, the tactics that he employed were absolutely vile. And so, you know, we're going to have to wait and see what legal avenue they take. But there are a lot of options on the table.
Yeah, because it was dismissed without prejudice, they can go after him again. And I guess the question was whether
Absolutely.
Or not statute of limitations had run out. But that wouldn't matter if because it's the date the original case was filed, correct?
Absolutely. That's what Will Chamberlain, Zach Smith, and some other individuals are saying.
Yes.
There's other charges that they can bring forward and other avenues. It was just obviously a poor decision by a judge. And I just, again, kudos to Lindsay Halligan. What a brave individual for willing to take this on, having not done a case like this before with her record. So, you know, her appointment from Pam Bondi was completely legit. Of course, the left is saying that it wasn't because they don't want to argue on the merits of the case. And so they're trying to, you know, they got the case thrown out on a technicality because they didn't want to actually argue on it. But the charges can be brought forward again. There's some other legal avenues that they can take. We'll just have to wait and see.
That's a great point. Mary Vogt with the Heritage Foundation, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, Mary. We appreciate that. To that point, legally, the new indictment can be returned against the appropriate jurisdiction within 6 months of the date of the dismissal because it was applied for prior to the statute of limitations running out.
So they're not dealing with double jeopardy.
No, they have 6 months to refile this case.
And you know they will.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
They may have to have a different attorney do it. But it's the Democrats held up her appointment officially, which is what dragged this out and caused the problem. So once again, the Democrats are the root of the problem here in this situation as well, which they're happy about in this case. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business. Stay tuned.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.